You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
So what we're going to be talking about, our free report that we have today, are the 9 buyer traps and how to avoid them. And it is a new year, 2021. Can you believe it?
This is so exciting. I haven't been more excited for a new year than I don't even remember.
I know. I think that's what everybody's thinking, that they want to be, they want to have this new year, new start, fresh start, all of that kind of good stuff, obviously. So we're here, first show of the year, and making things happen. And in Central Florida, January is a great time to buy. I mean, everybody's buying and selling and moving around and all of that. It's a great time to do all of that.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so basically what happens in January is that a lot of houses usually go on the market and a lot of buyers are out there buying. So, you know, it's time to get out there and make some stuff happening. As we've talked in previous shows last year and everything, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in regards to having you know, people moving more to different places where they've got more space, where they've got office space, where they've got place for the kids to be, you know, spreading out and everything when they're working from home. And so there's a lot of information and everything that's out there that of what people want to do and in their real estate needs. And so we're just here to help them with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said, I mean, this year was one of those that kind of just changed everything for everybody, the way that they normally did stuff. So we're finding that more and more that people are upgrading or downgrading, whatever have you, looking for that office space for themselves or the kids.
Absolutely. And so, like I said, we're going to be offering this report today on 9 buyer traps and how to avoid them. And if you'd like to get your free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081 extension 1018, and we'll send it right off to you. You can either call that, we'll leave your email address or your address, and we'll send you off this free report. And we're going to go over some of it, but you know, there things are happening in Central Florida and there's a lot of things to go over, and then we'll have our house of the week as time goes on and that kind of stuff as the show goes on. But we'll start right with this report. And the first thing is that it talks about here, one of the buyer traps is bidding blind. And basically knowing what price you should offer. And this is a big thing when we're working with buyers, that they're always asking. Most of the buyers think that it's great for them to go in at a lowball offer and it's going to be just fine and they're going to get exactly the home that they want. And you're shaking your head no.
Yeah, that is so wrong.
Yeah, what happens out there is that in this market, our inventory is so low that, you know, if the house is priced at market value, you're going to probably pay market value or maybe a little bit more. And so you just have to be prepared for that and know that that's what it is. I know a lot of times people want to go in there at a little bit lower, and we don't have a problem if somebody wants to do that. But you just have to know that you're taking a chance that you may not get the house that you're looking for as a result of that. And that's not what we're looking for. We want to make sure that you're going to get the house that you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I get it all the time. And then it's a little bit disappointing because some of the buyers that I work with, when we do that, you know, they're missing out on that house that they wanted because they wanted to go a little bit lower, not realizing that, you know, we are in the market, even though, you know, I let them know that that's the market we're in. And then, you know, a couple houses in, a couple offers later, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I should have went with the first house that I liked. I should have went at the price that they were asking or even a little bit more so I could have gotten that house.
Yeah, it absolutely. And you have to know what's going on in your market in order to make that happen. And the market changes all the time. So there are times where you can go in with a lowball offer and you're going to get it. And maybe it's a house that's been on the market for a long time. And maybe it's, you know, they've lowered it many times and that. And so they're finally at that price. But you really have to look and see what's going on. You can't bid blind and then expect for something to happen. And especially when there are more buyers out there than sellers right now. Mm-hmm. Then it makes it so that you have to be attractive to the seller. And so in being attractive to that seller, what that means is that you have to be offering what they're looking for, basically.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're offering what they're looking for, and then I think just keeping it, you know, easy peasy across the whole board, I think just makes it just for a smoother transaction. I mean, I just had a closing the other day, and the lady said that the reason that the sellers went with us was because the contract was just as simple gets. You know, the closing date worked for everybody. The price worked for everybody. We weren't asking for anything. And we just kept it, you know, easy and green. So, and that's why they went with us. I mean, they had three other offers and they picked ours out of it. And I'm sure they, maybe they were higher, but it was just the technicality of everything. We just kept it really simple.
Well, you have to keep it simple and you have to be professional about it. And we do all of those things together.
Yep.
And so as a result of that, your chances of getting that house that you want are a lot greater because of the way that we put it together. And as an individual person, you don't necessarily know that. So that's something that you have to look at. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So second on our list is buying the wrong home. And we're working with a seller right now. We didn't sell them the home, but we're working with a seller right now that they absolutely bought the wrong home. They needed a four bedroom. They bought a three bedroom. They thought it was going to be okay. It doesn't work for them. They have, you know, a lot of family members that are with them, and they need, they have one of them that's a musician that needs a place to play the music and not interrupt everything. And so they need to have the amount of space that they really thought they needed in the first place. So compromising on the home is not necessarily a good thing at all. And one of the things that we offer buyers, we're not talking about it necessarily today, but one of the things that we offer buyers is that we offer them the opportunity for them to, that will either buy their home back or will sell it for free if they made the wrong decision. And we'll give them up to 18 months to do that. So, you know, if you do work with us and that's something that happens, which is very rare, then we're going to make sure that we do what needs to be done in order to rectify that situation. And what that is that we're either going to sell it for free or buy it back. And so as a buyer, you're going to know that we're going to make sure that you're not going to buy the wrong house.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that you can do away with, you know, like, you know, color of the cabinets or the granite or flooring and things like that. But when it comes down to like square footage and the size of the room, sometimes it's not good to skimp on those.
No, you have, I mean, there's times as a first time buyer that you're going to buy a house that you know you're not going to be in forever, that you're going to have to move up to. And that obviously is something that's in your long term plan of what you're going to do. But as you, you know, move on and that kind of thing, you want to make sure that you've got the right place. And here in Central Florida, I would say about 95% of the houses, it seems like anyway, are in a homeowners association.
Yeah, probably more like 98.
However, most of the people are looking for a home that's not in a homeowners association because they don't want all the rules and they don't want all the regulations and everything that comes along with it. But that's absolutely what exists here. So you have to look at the homeowners association and know that it's what you're looking for and the type of things that it's going to have for you there in order to make the best deal for you.
Yeah, I the same thing. I mean, we get a lot of people from out of Florida, you know, and they're not used to the HOA. So there's some that are very good. They're very relaxed. You know, there's little things that they do. And then there's ones that are a much, you know, bigger, you know, just bigger scheme of things. So, and there's a lot more things that go into tail. So like you said, I mean, we'll compare and see what's going to work for you and make sure it's what's going to fit.
Absolutely. Because there's some people out there, there's one HOA that I know of that you actually have to have a parking permit to be able to park in your own driveway. And so that one is one that people really don't appreciate too much. They would like it to be a little bit looser, but most of them, you know, it's for your protection to make sure that the houses are painted when they should be, that the yards are looking nice and all of those kinds of things. So those are the kind of things that you're going to like to have. So basically, in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break. This is what we just did, right? Okay. So, all right. So now it would be like 20:05 if we started. I think you need to be a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
Because when you talk, it's not as strong as when I do.
Okay.
So, all right. Sounds good.
Take this off.
Now we're going to do... Yeah, now we're going to do this one, which that's the rejoin.
Okay.
So, okay.
You got it?
Ready? Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So how are you doing, Danielle?
Fantastic.
Awesome. So here we are in this new year, and we're going through the 9 buyer traps and how to avoid them. January is a great time for everybody to be out there and buying a home. And so in order to get this free report, you can just dial 833-535-8081, and it's extension 1018. You don't have to talk to anybody. All you have to do is call it, leave us your email address or your address, and we'll be happy to send it on off to you. So that's not a problem at all, and we're happy to do it. So we were just talking about a couple of the buyer's traps, and the first one was bidding blind. And then the second one was buying the wrong home, and we don't want you to do any of those. Number three that comes up is unclear title. And there's a lot of things that the title companies actually do to check to make sure that you're getting the right thing when you're looking at that title. Now we're actually checking for permits and that kind of thing to make sure that they're all closed out and everything as well. Because the last thing that you want to do is you don't want to buy a house and then find out that there's something going on with it. I would say that, well, all of the houses that we sell anyway, and probably about 90%+ of the houses that sell in this area, all come with title insurance. And so what that does is that just protects you to make sure that even if there was something that was going wrong with the title, that it's going to be corrected with this title insurance.
Yep.
And so the title insurance, what they do is that they have everything on there. So they have a list of things of what's going on with the title, and they make sure that those things are being corrected beforehand. For example, if the people you're buying it from have a mortgage, then they make sure that that mortgage has been cleared up and everything. And so that's what they do with that. So it works out really well to make sure that everything has been resolved when it comes to that mortgage and everything. So you want to make sure that that's done correctly and everything, and they've got that title insurance because it kicks in. Now, I've heard that it's less than 5%, it might be less than 1% of people that actually have a claim on that title insurance, but it is out there for your protection, because obviously buying a house is one of the biggest expenses that you can ever do. And so in having this title, making sure that that's clear, that's obviously a big deal for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they do a lot of other checks, like you said. They make sure that the utilities are up to date. They make sure that the taxes are up to date. You know, the mortgage is correct so it can be paid off and things. So there's a lot that goes into play when they're doing those searches.
Absolutely. And next on our list is an inaccurate survey. Again, really important to get done. Mm-hmm. In a lot of Central Florida, you know, you can pretty much see the lot lines because...
The grass
grass and the way people are cutting them and the fences and all those kinds of things. But it's always good to get a survey. And if you are getting a loan on a property, then it's usually required.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only a few $100s. So you can actually see where your lot line is and what's going on with everything. And so you just know if there's, I sold a house that had a utility easement that was actually going through the middle of the house. Now, what that means is that if the utility decided to, they could actually dig underneath the house and get to that area and run some wires and stuff like that. So what we were able to find out on that, and we found that out through the survey, and what we were able to find out through the county and talking to the utilities before they closed, is that they were able to close out that utility easement so they wouldn't be breaking up the house and causing a big problem at some time in the future. Because that wouldn't be good for either the current homeowner, or it wouldn't be good for the next person who owns it, or for anywhere, you know, down the line. So we were able to resolve that issue, but if you hadn't had a survey to find that out in the first place, you wouldn't even know to think about it. And then you're owning this house and you've got this odd little thing going on with it, and how do you resolve it, and how much money is it going to cost you to fix it? So we go ahead and we get all that stuff resolved in advance. And I'm sure that we have horror stories for almost every situation that's come up. But the good news is that I would say that most of them are all resolved. We definitely resolve them before anything happens, so it doesn't end up being a problem.
Yeah, and you know, when we see a need, we, you know, fix the need. So we kind of just go with it. And if somebody else sees something, then half of the time, you know, it's something that we can fix ahead of time.
Absolutely. And the next thing that we have on our list here is actually undisclosed fix-ups. And, you know, there's sometimes when you go into a house and they've got a lot of do-it-yourself type items. And when they've done that, sometimes it's good, but many times it's not. Mm-hmm. And so when the professional inspector comes in and they find those things, it's always good to know and to look at and to figure out what you really want to do with that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home solo guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about the 9 buyer traps and how to avoid them. And if you'd like a copy of this report, you can just call 833-535-8081, extension 1018. Just leave us your address, email address, and we'll get it right off to you. But so undisclosed fix-ups, and that might be even things that are fixed that you might still want to know about. Like if I was buying a property and it had a sinkhole, I would want to know about that.
Oh gosh, definitely.
And there aren't a lot of them in our area of Central Florida, but we do run into it every once in a while. There's other parts of Florida that have more sinkholes than we do here. But definitely, you know, I was talking to somebody over in Tampa, and they had a sinkhole situation on one of the houses that was being purchased. And there was a way to resolve it as if it had never existed that would have cost about $70,000. But what the homeowner did is that they did a way that would kind of put a Band-Aid on it that cost about $7,000. Mm. So, you know, that's either got to be reflected in the price, or it's got to be reflected in some way that you can get insurance on the property and all of those kinds of things. So that's what I'm just saying, like undisclosed fix-ups. It's really important that you do that inspection to find out what's going on in all the places that you can't see. There's a lot of things that you can see, but on a house, there's a lot of things that you can't see. For example, up in the attic, you're not usually going to go up there climbing around the trusses. And I know we've talked about before that there's certain areas where maybe they didn't put insulation in the whole thing. I sold a house a couple weeks ago that there was a front section of the house that didn't have insulation, and I knew you ran into that as well, Danielle.
Yeah, well, the people we bought the home from, they renovated the kitchen, and for whatever reason, they just didn't put the insulation back over the kitchen. But I did have a home inspection, which is pretty funny that he might have caught it, and I just didn't pay attention to it in the report, because, you know, he'll always highlight what's important and what's not. So I probably just missed it. But it is very important to have, like you said, that second, third, fourth, fifth set of eyes on the house. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of things that we don't see or do. Like, you know, we're not going through checking all the windows to make sure they open and close and that they lock properly. And the same with the sliding doors and the same with the electrical outlets. I mean, the inspectors have those little plug-in things that they can see, you know, check all the outlets. That's stuff that we're not doing when we're looking at the home. You know, we're falling in love with the home for everything else that it has to do. So might as well protect our investment and get it going.
Absolutely. And so you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing and doing it the way that you need to and want to and all of that kind of stuff to make sure that you've got the right deal. So number six on our list is not getting mortgage pre-approval. And in today's market, like we talked about, that there are multiple buyers out there for a lot of houses, mm-hmm. you're just shooting yourself in the foot and wasting your time if you don't have mortgage pre-approval. There's a couple of reasons that you want to do this. One of them is because you actually want to see, you know, basically how much house you can afford and what it's going to cost. And when you've got that pre-approval, you know that all of those things are going to happen. were just recently working with somebody and they thought, oh, we're fine. You know, I've got like an 800 credit score and everything's great and everything. But what had happened is that they actually had co-signed for one of their kids' $40,000 car and put their things all up to, you know, kind of in a mess. And so basically, you've got to make sure that you're doing the right thing. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about a free report that we're offering today. It's a lot of information. And if you want us to send it, you the free report, you can call anytime to 833-535-8081, extension 1018. You don't have to talk to anyone. Just leave us your address or email address. We'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1018. And the report is, of course, the 9 buyer's traps and how to avoid them. And you want to make sure that, you know, that you're not paying too much for the home that you want. You want to make sure that you're not losing your dream home to another buyer. And you don't want to buy the wrong home for your needs. So all of these things are going to be covered here in this report. And so we just wanted to make sure that you got it and that there wasn't any problems. So we were talking about being pre-approved for a mortgage. And the interest rates are so crazy low right now that a lot of lenders are taking a little bit extra time in getting the deals closed because of how low the interest rates are and how busy they are with everything else. And so you can get a lot more house now than you could in the past by having, you know, because the interest rates are so low.
Yeah, definitely couldn't agree more with that one. I mean, I just had a closing the other day and they were at, they bought a house with me 4 years ago and their interest rate was like, I think 5.5. And when we closed the other day, their interest rate was 2.8. So, I mean, it's just amazing the rates that it is. And like you mentioned, I mean, you can qualify for so much more home now because of the rate being lower. And just with that being said, I mean, you want to have the pre-approval in hand so that way you look good in front of the sellers when you are putting the offers in. Mm-hmm. And then you want to make sure that you do qualify for that home. So, you know, we work with quite a few lenders that, you know, get all the process and paperwork and everything up front before they even send you a letter, because nothing's more worse than, you know, putting an offer in on a home and then come to find out, you know, 2-3 weeks in and you've spent a few dollars already that you don't qualify for that home. So it's very right. important.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about, that, you know, there was somebody that, you know, they have a really great credit score. They thought everything was great and all of that, but they had co-signed for one of their children's $40,000 car. And so as a result of that, that just kind of put their ratios out of whack, because mm-hmm. they had, you know, the two cars for the husband and wife, and then they had the car for the kid. And so that added up to a lot of payment that was being made and eating up a lot of their payment that they had available. And they weren't paying all of those fees, but it was under their credit. And so, you know, that's not insurmountable. They're just going to have to, you know, have that car refinanced and everything, and then they'll be able to buy a house. But if you're in the middle of buying a house and you've got money down and all of those kinds of things, and then that crops up, that's kind of a problem for everybody. It doesn't look good on the seller, you know, to you. You can't keep your word and all of that. And the ratios are set by the government that are for your protection to make sure that you're not spending more than X percent of your income on the particular house purchase, on the amount that it is. Now, if you're paying cash or something like that, I mean, obviously you don't have that problem. But if you are getting a loan, you have to be concerned about what your ratios are mm-hmm. and what they look like. And yeah, so you're definitely. Gonna have to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't want to be house poor either, so that's why the lenders get in there and they verify everything. Like, you know, Laura said, with these people here, they thought their credit and their income was great, but little did they remember or know that, you know, those payments that they've taken out for somebody else does affect them. It does affect their debt to ratio income, and so therefore they weren't able to purchase at the time. But like you said, refinancing, you know, things like that to into their name solely, you know, would really help out. But those are things that you want to cross in the beginning. You know, then, you know, like we mentioned before, I mean, halfway through the process, and then just come to find out, oh my gosh, you know, I forgot I did that.
Right. And a lot of things that happen in regards to that are some kinds of medical bills that have been existent for 5 years or more or something like that, that kind of creep up on you, that, you know, you thought they were all resolved, you had insurance, you thought they paid them, that everything was done, and nobody's contacted you or anything.
Nope.
And then they run your credit report at the way that the mortgage people do, and all of a sudden there's these medical bills that you didn't even know existed.
Yep.
And so you definitely have to, you know, be on top of those kinds of things to make sure that you've got your best foot forward and that you're absolutely looking at the kind of situation that you want to have. And so it's really important that you do that. So the next thing that we've got on here are contract misses. And this is something that's really important when you're looking at it. We talked at the beginning, you know, about a deal that you were talking about, Danielle, that you had the whole package together and it was simple and everything was very clear. And you need to make sure that it's very clear. If you want a home warranty, which what a home warranty is a home warranty is something that people are offering for you to, that a home warranty is something that it's an insurance policy really on the appliances, the plumbing, the electrical, and those kinds of things in the house. So if you want the seller to provide that, it's really important that you put that on the contract and that it's there, because it's not something that you want to get later. Determining who's going to be paying for the title insurance is something that's very important, that it's identified on the contract. And it's just a little check mark, and it's on like 5 or 6 or something like that, so it's a few pages in. So there's times where people miss it. They're getting in a hurry and they're putting together contracts and they're not filling those things out. So whether we're working with the seller or whether we're working it with the buyer, we're making sure that all of those things are identified and determined, and that the paperwork is put together right the first time, you know, when before any agreement comes into place. And it's a lot easier for us when we're working with somebody that actually already does dot their I's and cross their T's, because then we know that, you know, that makes us so that we want to recommend that person over somebody else that the paperwork was just a mess because they didn't know what they were doing. And I mean, I've gotten contracts before, as you have, that it has the seller name wrong. I got one the other day that said I was the seller and everything, and I'm just like, the seller is not me. You know, that was not my property. But they put me down as the seller, and I'm like thinking, okay, you know, it just takes a little bit more to look at it, and everything's right there at their disposal so that they know exactly, you know, those things and what they are. And it just takes asking the buyer, and as a buyer, going through those things with you so that you know what it is that you're going to end up, you know, paying for or not paying for, or what's going to be paid for you and those kinds of things. And all of that stuff is really important for you to know.
Definitely.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at your home sold guaranteed realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So contract misses is what we were talking about. Next thing is hidden costs. And this again is like what we're talking about a little bit with the contract misses, making sure that you know. So you're going to want to actually get from the lender, if you're working with a lender, is you're going to want to get like a closing disclosure or a sheet we can get from the title company, but they don't have all the lender costs on there. But you want to know what you're expected to come to closing with. And obviously, you know, when you're buying a house and you have to get insurance on that house, then you have to pay the first year of homeowner's insurance, and that can vary a little bit. So you want to, you know, check that out and that kind of thing too. And depending on the age of the roof is something that determines the cost of the homeowner's insurance. if you've got polybutylene pipes, that definitely affects the price of the homeowner's insurance, or if you can even get it. And so, you know, you want to do all of your homework items to make sure that you don't have any big surprises as time goes on.
Definitely. And then, I mean, with that being said right there, I mean, the I always, when I'm working with buyers, they think that like all they're required is their down payment.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, well, you have your closing cost on top of it, and your closing cost sometimes could be just as much as the down payment.
Yeah.
And so it's like you said, hidden costs are very big, and it's something that we go over with the lenders. So that way you know what you're stepping up to the plate with and what you need to bring to the table.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we're talking this morning about a free report that we're offering that are the 9 buyer traps and how to avoid them. And if you'd like to get this report, there's a lot of information in it. And so all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1018. Just leave us your address or your email address and we'll send it off to you. You don't have to talk to anybody. It's a free service and no obligation, obviously. And so what we were talking about last was the hidden costs that come into it and knowing what those costs are when you enter into a contract. If you're paying cash, you know, usually there aren't a lot of closing costs that are going to come into play. But one big thing that we've run into a lot lately that exists a lot more than it ever used to is a capital contribution to a homeowners association. And they can be really substantial.
Yeah, we've seen them. I mean, sometimes they're low, $100, maybe $75. But we've seen some, depending on the location and the property, I mean, they could be somewhere upwards of 1,000, 2,000, even 10,000 one because it had a golf thing.
Yeah. No, they're definitely something that you need to know. And mm-hmm. as a seller, you know, they've kind of creeped in while you've been living there that it's something that the Homeowners Association has passed. In the last probably 5 to 10 years, they've all come into play here. And, you know, it's like maybe it, like you said, like maybe it's only 500, but it's still 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extra 500 that you had to come up with that you didn't know of. But in many cases, it's 1500, 2000, 3000, you know, different amounts. And so it's really important that you know what those costs are. And it's going to be charged to every buyer when they're coming in. And, you know, so it's a great way for the Homeowners Association to really remain whole and have extra reserves and all of those kinds of things. They do it on a lot of condos and those as well. But what happens is that money actually, you know, goes to fund a lot of things and it doesn't raise your homeowner's dues. But the new buyer is many times surprised if we don't know that in advance. So we do everything that we can to ask about that in advance. It's always going to come up on the estoppel that the Homeowners Association provides, but it's kind of last minute at that point. You're under contract, you've got everything done, and then it's like, oh my gosh, are we going to walk away for 500 or 1,000 or whatever it is? And that's something that, you know, you just need to know about. And another thing that's on our list here is rushing the closing.
Yeah, that I totally don't agree. Because too many things can come into play. I mean, normally, typically it's 30 days, which I think is a good amount of time. But I mean, when we try to do these 21-day closes, 15-day closes, I mean, unless they're cash, but even then sometimes it doesn't work out well because it just doesn't give enough time to do the searches and the proper homework that needs to be done on them. So 30, 45 days is usually a great number to get everything done.
If you've got a loan, you definitely have to do 30 to 45 days.
Yep.
If you're doing cash, you should probably do at least 15. Because as Danielle was saying, you know, those estoppels, which come in to say, mm-hmm. you know, what's owed to the Homeowners Association, you know, utilities, all those kinds of things. they can take up to 15 days to get done. And so you want to make sure that if it's going to take 15 days to get done, that you've got that time and that nothing is shortcutted. And we make sure that it's not, but you definitely want to make sure that you've got everything going. And I think that's another good point too, that if you're renting right now and you're thinking, okay, my lease is up in 30 days and I can just go buy a house right now, you possibly can. But the bottom line is that I usually tell renters that it's best to wait like somewhere around 90 days is what I like them to do, because when it's 90 days, you can start looking. You don't have to be in a hurry. You can actually find what you're looking for. Might take us 30 days to find it, but then, you know, we've just got an extra 30 days there to play around with that we can actually take our time and make sure that you've got everything to go in. And a 60-day close is not necessarily what the seller wants, but it's something they can live with. And so if it takes us a little time to find that house, you're not necessarily going to want and go make that bad decision like we talked about earlier. You want to make the right decision. And so in doing that, you're going to want to make sure that you do that. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And if you would like to get this free report, you can call 833-535-8081, extension 1018. You don't have to speak to anybody. Just leave us your address or email address. You can always call the office number, too, and we'll be happy to get it off to you. But what we've got now is our property of the week. And so, Danielle, you've got that for us.
Yep. Sounds good. So I came across, this one is a condo. So some people like condos, some don't. But I'm actually turning, it seems like I'm working with more people that are looking for the condos because they're not wanting to do the maintenance. But this one is a great condo. This one is located in Ocoee, so 34761 zip code. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. It's 1,365 square feet, so good little size, you know, not very big as far as that goes. HOA is only $205 a month. That includes the outside maintenance. So as far as the building insurance, the roof, the landscaping, things like that. It's also a gated community. And not
man-gated. That's really low.
Yeah, it's $205, so it's really good as far as that goes. And it even includes the water. So I think that's great. You know, so the only bill that you would actually have would just be your cable internet and phone and, of course,
electric.
Your light bill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So really good as far as that goes. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, right under the 1,400 square feet. The going price is $143,000. So again, under comps, I mean, comps in the area, we're easily coming close to the $200,000 mark. So
yeah, we bet.
Yeah, you got some good equity coming in just right out the gate. And it looks like from what the gentleman was telling me about it, it looks like it really just needs a refresh as far as like paint and maybe cleaning of the carpet and cleaning of the tile. And it is vacant. I know a lot of the ones that I usually talk about usually have a tenant or something inside, but it is a vacant unit. The owner is just looking to, you know, move on, start a new project is what he's looking to do. So that's why it's priced low. And it's a great location as far as the Ocoee goes. It's right off of the
429?
429, I was going to say 408, but 429 is where it's located at. So again, good location, good schools, perfect for a first-time home buyer, you know, that's wanting to get their feet wet and see if they like the mortgage, you know, adult living per se. or if not, you know, it's great for you to do an investment because even the rentals over there, I was looking, are $1,600 for a three-bedroom, two-bath condo.
Yeah, and that with that low condo fee, that's almost unheard of in this area.
Yeah,
to get that low of a condo fee, because most of them that are that size are going to be at least $350 to $400
easily.
And so they've probably done a really good job of, you know, locking it in and getting everything tied down and all of that kind of good stuff. So that's great. So that's an awesome property that is available, and we have a lot of other properties that are available too. I know there's some, you know, properties that are coming online here really quick that we've got. We've got one in Heathrow that's coming on that's got a pool that's right on the golf course. And that's going to be right around 475. It's over 2,200 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's got three bedrooms and three bathrooms, three and a half baths. It's got actually each of the bedrooms has its own ensuite.
Oh gosh, that's nice.
Yeah, so it's really nice. It's a great property, and that should be on the market any day. And so there's lots of opportunities out there if you're looking. The inventory is low, so you just have to be creative in finding a house, and that's what we're really good at. We're really good at finding a house. And I was talking to somebody, and somebody was saying, well, there aren't any houses for sale. But when you drive around the streets, you see there's a lot of houses, and at the right price, they're all for sale. So basically, it's all out there. So anyway, in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Happy New Year.
Have a great one.